19th of January 2020, John 1, 29 to 34. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, there is a Lamb of God and takes away the sin of the world. It was of him that I said, 'Behind me comes one who has passed ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him myself, and yet my purpose in coming to baptize with water was so that he might be revealed to Israel." And John declared, "I saw the Spirit come down on him like a dove from heaven and rest on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is to baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that he is a chosen one of God." The witness of John and the witness of the Church are a legacy to us. He is the Son of God, and therefore also the expected Messiah. How important is this for us today? Let us listen to an example of how much a realization is reflected in the thoughts and actions of a Jew who received the grace to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. In his book Salvation Comes from the Jews, Roy Schoemann writes in the preface in great consistency and clarity, "If Jesus was Messiah, then all Jews who reject Christianity or Messianic Judaism are wrong. If Jesus was not the Messiah, Christians, as well as they think, are wrong. To be wrong does not necessarily mean moral shame or guilt, but it is nonsense to insist that Judaism is somehow right for the Jews and Christianity right for the Christians, and that the truth depends on which group one belongs to. If Jesus was a Jewish Messiah, of course the whole point of the Jewish religion is to bring forth the incarnation of God, and any Jew who does not accept Jesus has not understood the true role of Judaism in salvation history." Is this still so clear to us today, with the appropriate consequence, as Roy Schoemann, who always proclaims the story of a conversion when he has the opportunity? His joy in the Lord and his journey towards the Catholic Church invite us to become aware of the honor and grace of being able to say with John the Baptist, "He is the Son of God." This confession has not lost its topicality, even if this does not seem to be so important for many people today. But if we follow the logic of the Holy Scriptures, there is nothing more important for humanity than to hear the message of the Gospel and to do the will of God. What Roy Schoemann said for the Jews, we can transmit directly. The purpose of all human existence is to get to know God and to respond to His love. This is so important that everything must take a backseat, or rather, all earthly realities must be put at the service of this one essential reason for existence. The apostles understood this. Saint Paul lived it. Saint Francis Xavier burned for it, and many other witnesses. However, the question is how to reach people of today, how to awaken the desire for true love and for truth. There will be no any proven human means or any system to achieve this goal. Sometimes we will be called to simply endure the fact that perhaps in our immediate surroundings, the question of God or a deeper Christian life is not asked and arouses little interest, perhaps even alienation. This inner suffering, however, which arises from such a situation, we can offer to the Lord for the conversion of people, as well as our prayer and our witness. But we should never lose courage and let ourselves be infected by the general indifference. Sometimes it will be necessary to withdraw completely into inner prayer so that our soul will not be darkened. This is especially true in times when the anti-Christian spirit and actions of the Antichrist are getting stronger and stronger. There we need an inner space of the soul, an inner monastic cell, where we are alone with God. From there we can go outward, strengthened again, and give testimony for the Son of God, as God asks us to do. He, Jesus, is a Son of God.
In an hymn of the Eastern Church, we want to profess this, our faith, to the only begotten Son and Word of God, who willingly, for our salvation, wanted to take flesh from the Holy Virgin Mary.
Unigénito del Padre y su palabra, tú el inmortal, libremente asumiste nuestra carne. De la Santa Madre de Dios, siempre Virgen, por nuestra salvación, te hiciste hombre sin perder tu condición divina, y crucificado Cristo nuestro Dios, muriendo has vencido a la muerte. Tú seno de la Santa Trinidad, glorificado con el Padre y el Espíritu Santo.